Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Philadelphia, where a court hearing is set to get underway on the district attorney Larry Krasner's bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million-a-day lottery for Trump supporters in battleground states. KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez.
This is all over Musk's America PAC, the political action committee he established ahead of the election. It has a sweepstakes in the swing states. You sign a petition supporting the Constitution, and you get a chance to win $1 million. Musk, of course, is backing former President Trump's campaign. Krasner, a Democrat, argues that this is all about influencing voters and this is an illegal lottery that should not be operating here in Pennsylvania.
Last night, Musk and his PAC filed a notice to have the case moved to federal court. The former president rode in a garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a jab at President Biden, who the White House insists mistakenly referred to Trump supporters as garbage.
They called me Hitler. They've demonized us. They've censored us.
Vice President Harris addressed a student-heavy crowd in Madison, Wisconsin. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
I heard a good amount of younger voters here agree with the sentiment of the gaffe, feeling a certain way about Trump supporters, while others did say it was not appropriate language. It does not make them change their vote.
Major campaign topic, high prices. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge has dropped to near pre-pandemic levels. Heartbreaking news from Niagara Falls, where police say a 33-year-old mother climbed a safety rail at an overlook and jumped in intentionally with her 9-year-old son and 5-month-old daughter. Their bodies not recovered yet. New York State Trooper James O'Callaghan.
Either something happened suddenly or that's the spotty area that we're not quite sure right now.
A criminal complaint accuses a food worker fired from Disney World restaurants of hacking the system with intent to cause harm. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After he was let go, the complaint says he continued to go into the software and in addition to adding profanity and adjusting prices, he made several changes to allergen information, indicating that certain items were safe for people with peanut allergies when they weren't.
As the Dodgers were celebrating their World Series win on the field at Yankee Stadium in New York, fans were raising glasses back home. KNX Radio's Pete Demetriou hit a bar in L.A.
You looked like you were going to have a heart attack.
The whole game, I was going to have a heart attack. I couldn't contain myself. It was amazing.
And birthday gift ever right here.
Best birthday ever.
Dodgers beat the Bombers 7-6 in Game 5. The victory parade scheduled for tomorrow in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A groundbreaking for the new Lincoln King Community Center took place in Racine yesterday. The governor and the mayor marked the start of the $68 million project by turning some dirt. The center, funded through state, federal, and private resources, aims to enhance health care options in the area. A house fire in Zion resulted in the deaths of 3 family members Monday night. Authorities are investigating the cause. Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Rush Center in Green Bay last night. He criticized the economy and immigration while wearing a safety vest.
13,000 plus murderers, many of them committed more than one murder, and they're walking around in our country free and clear.
He'll return to Wisconsin for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will also be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Kenosha native Gavin Lux celebrated another World Series victory with the Dodgers beating the Yankees last night. The win adds to Lux's collection as he was part of the Dodgers championship team in 2020. And keep an eye out for the kids today. Trick-or-treating will take place in Racine from 5 to 7. In Kenosha, it's 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid-40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Timeless is right here on WRJN. And oh, this is the one day out of the year that I can actually legitimately do this. because the rest of the year, my lungs hurt when I do that. Happy Halloween. And guess who? These eyes.
These eyes cry every night. Never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You
to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Used to play the Munsters TV theme song at work. That was such a cool show. It actually, and then of course you always had the ugly niece, right? You had everybody was monsters, but the one everybody felt sorry for was the beautiful niece who everybody wanted to look like. Well, except the rest of the monsters. Anyway, happy Halloween to you. Can we be happy on Halloween? I think we can. Right now, Steelers will, WRJN.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. Wonder what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
When you started out with nothing and you found a jar of salmon mess.
Spoken, we listen. Local news. Timeless hits are back on WRJN. And the other thing I think you said was something about Halloween songs. So you spoke, and we listened, and I don't have just any Halloween songs. Well, actually, I do Monster Mash, but I've got a few others that maybe might ring true to you, like Boo is Halloween. Great kids song. Don't worry, I won't play the whole thing. Adam's Family, we've got to have that TV theme on there. Evil Woman from ELO, Werewolves of London. Yeah, I think we're going to sneak that in somewhere between now and 2 o'clock. No, there won't be a prize for it. Just the, you know, just the appreciation. That's Halloween and anything goes. I didn't tell my boss I was going to do it either. No, just thanks for asking, though. But I can tell you that today on the Artist of Record contest, because it is Halloween, well, we're going to do Classics 4. The song is called Spooky. For no other reason that the song is called Spooky and it's Halloween. So, going to make it real easy for you. We're going to have it sometime between now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a ghost sound. I'm just not, it's just not working for me today. But we're going to be doing that between 9. Let's do between 9 and 12, okay? So, right now, at any moment before 12 noon, when you hear Classic Four and Spooky, you're going to win an album from the Classic Four. By the way, great band. And to qualify for a record player. Yeah, someone's going to win that at the end of November, which starts tomorrow, by gosh, by gum. Well, speaking of holiday tunes, we're going to do a Halloween song that is a little bit offbeat, but it was a huge hit back in 74. And I don't know why it's kind of been forgotten when things like the Monster Mash go on and on. It's called a Monster Holiday. Maybe it's because it was Buck Owens that did the song. But it is worthy of our Halloween special. Coming up next on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today. And call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff. Breathing down my neck. Chop back, make tracks. Here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full of vomit. Was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped into bed and I covered up my head. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full vomit was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning. Scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full vomit was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full vomit was a monster's holiday.
There you go, local news and timeless hits right here at WRJ. At Monsters Holiday, Buck Owens, Don Rich doing the heavy lifting, Frankenstein monster type talk. You got to change your evil ways. Here's another Halloween song. Baby, kind of, sort of. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me running.
cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up.
WRJN. And now it's time for the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen.
Trump said on day one he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7, with Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. There is a rogue candy community. The town of Norway has their trick-or-treating session on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Also, we'd like to thank Ray from Time and Again for bringing us our Artist of Record contest right here on WRJN.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid-40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Timeless hits right here on WRJN. You know what? It's kind of a nice, weird kind of summer, fallish kind of day out there. Perfect for Halloween. If you want to know the Halloween trick-or-treat times for tonight and, believe it or not, for next Saturday, still one holdout, you can check our Facebook page, WRJN. We got all the times on there for trick-or-treating tonight.
Kids stay through my as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream.
Love for me, or I will surely die.
It's right here at WRJ. And that was a great album for Neil Diamond. That was his second album ever, Just For You, it was called, 1967. That might be why you're like, I know that's Neil Diamond. What song is that? That's because it was a long time ago, kids. Hey, welcome to Halloween. We're going to enjoy it with a little zone for you. Going to get you in the zone right after this from Dionne Warwick and the Spinners.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
local news and now timeless hits. Then game you on WRJN. You know, it's that kind of year that just about any horrible thing is possible. And then this show.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote.
Beyond that which is known to man, it is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
I know. When you're a kid, that is like, it was the scariest ever. As far as watching that on the tube. But I got to tell you, my absolute favorite Twilight Zone, and also what I thought was absolutely hilarious from Rod Serling was the one where the biker, stop me if you've heard this one, where the biker dies, right? And he's in this big fight, this big brawl, he gets killed. And now he wakes up and he's in this living room with a bunch of old people. And he's like, wait a moment, I thought I was going to H-E double toothpicks. Come on, we got kids listening. So he's thinking, well, I got to be getting in there soon, right? I mean, where are all the fire, the flames, the devil? And then these old people say, hey, we're watching the tube tonight, and they're making him dinner. And then like, he goes, well, what are you guys going to watch? And they go, the Beatles. And he goes, the Beatles? And he's all excited. And they turn on the TV, and it's actual Beatles on a farm, and at the last scene is him screaming, no. Okay, you didn't think that was fun? Okay, maybe just me.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sports to the children of Racine County, their various programs throughout the year teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound.